Okay, just want to talk out a thought that I had that I've had before, but I'm just going to share a concept from this week's parsha, where in Bahar, where it says the words Al Tonu Ish Es Achiv, it says V'chisimkru Mimkar Lamisecha Aikonu Miyad Amisecha Al Tonu Ish Es Achiv, which means I'll read from the Mesil Sisharim. He says Hona Ha-Hoina. What does that mean? It means that I am trying to gain l'staker b'yigikap of l'dabra alev akona l'man yisratzalo. I'm going to convince you to buy something, and it's basically I'm going to cheat you. That's really what it means. Don't cheat your fellow friend. That's what he says. Afilu l'ramais es agoy. You're not allowed to. It's usser. And the Mesil Sharm brings, this is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a lav in the Torah to be very careful about. It's connected to gezela. It's connected to, that's the isra over here. L'chisimkaru memkar l'misecha. I'm just reading it. The pasuk says, when you make a sale to your fellow or make a purchase from the hand of your fellow, do not aggrieve, which basically means do not abuse your friend from a financial aspect. It's called abuse. The word is lo sonu. That's the word. In the Torah, that's what it says. Al tonu ish es achiv. Then a few psukim later, what does it say? It says v'lo sonu ish es amiso v'yaresem elokecha ki ani Hashem elokechem. And then afterwards it says lo tonu ish es amiso. And Rashi says, "Kan hisir al onaz devarim," verbal abuse. So shelo yakni ishes chavero v'lo yisena etzah sheino genesloy lefi darak v'nasa shelo yoitz, which basically means also, and I quote from the Mesil Sisharim, he says ledaber b'fnei chavero sheyevo shmimenu, which means I verbally abuse someone. That's what it means. So the psukim right next to each other, they're right next to each other. One is, don't abuse your friend financially. And the other one is, don't abuse your friend verbally. And I was thinking, what's the pshat? I'm just going to talk it out with you. I've never developed this. And I think there might be a pshat over here, an MS to what I want to share with everybody. And that is that, what does that mean? Verbal abuse means when you talk down to somebody. Verbal abuse is when you hurt someone's feelings. When you talk to someone a certain way, it's called verbal abuse. As we've spoken about, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me is a lie. That's not true. You could destroy somebody by the way you talk to them, by the way you put them down. That's verbal abuse. So how is that connected to if I'm selling you my watch, I want to sell you my watch, and I tell you that it's worth $100 and it's really worth $10. And I convince you to buy it for $100. I'm tricking you. I'm a trickster. And know what the pasuk says? The Ramchal says from the pasuk that it's worse. What do you think is worth? What do you think is worse? Right? What would you think is worse? If I would say, I'm going to sell this to you, I'm going to convince you to buy this for $100 and it's really only worth $10. Is that worse? Or is it worse to tell somebody, you know, in front of people or to their face something that's going to hurt them? So I would think push it. I would think push it. Nobody naturally would be able to go to sleep at night going ahead and ripping off somebody with a sale. But to put somebody down and to say something that hurts somebody, it's much, much easier, especially when it comes to WhatsApp, especially when it comes to writing, especially when it comes to, you know, don't be so sensitive. Don't, you know, why are you being so sensitive? Big deal. You know, be a man. You could take it, right? You should be able to take the you know, the verbal abuse that you know, you got, that you're getting. Why am I calling it verbal abuse? All he did was, you know, just say, leave me alone. All he just said was, you know, I'm not giving you a ride, or stop bothering me, or whatever it might be. What's the big deal? And the Ramchal says straight out, it's from Chazal. Chazal say that what's worse? What do you guys say? What? Verbal abuse is worse. Verbal abuse is worse than gadol, right? Gadol, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, gadol oinas tvarim meonas mamon. To be a cheat, to be a cheater, and to cheat someone financially is better than cheating someone and hurting someone with your mouth and verbally abusing them. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Maybe you guys could help me a little bit with it, because I don't have it 100% clear. But I was like, what does one have to do with the other? What is cheating someone and me verbally abusing someone? Okay, they're both taking advantage of someone. But what's the pshat? What is it? So I'll tell you where I want to develop it a little bit. I think part of it is that when you cheat someone, like we always speak about, when you lie to someone, right, you're really lying to yourself. You're really lying to yourself. If I'm cheating someone, if I'm faking and I'm telling someone that this watch is worth something, it's like ego. Where do people have trouble with ego and self-esteem? The difference between ego and self-esteem, right? What's one of the differences between ego and self-esteem without getting into the actual, you know, Webster dictionary? Ego is I am pretending that I'm something that I'm not. Self-esteem, and it's all in relation to other people. It's all how I'm viewed in the eyes of other people. Self-esteem is the way I feel within myself in the deepest, 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 deepest ways, how I feel. I'm not faking myself. So this is where it goes. People think that when you're honest with yourself, and that honesty might be that I'm weak, that honesty might be that I'm insecure, that honesty might be I'm in pain, that honesty might be whatever that honesty, I can't learn so well, I have big tivus, whatever that honesty is. But what is it? You're able to be true to yourself, that is the truth. I'm not faking anything. I'm not faking. I'm not trying to pretend that I'm something that I'm not, so other people could look at me a certain way, which is a very natural thing to do, that we want, you know, to show a certain way to other people. But deep down, I'm empty inside. Deep down, why? Because I'm not really being honest. To someone like that, it's no different than selling a watch and saying that this watch is so, so valuable. Why can't you say what the exact value of the watch is? Why can't you just say that this watch is worth $10, it's not worth $100? Why do you have to say it worth, right? Sometimes people have that when they're younger. It's like they have to come in and say, oh, this suit I bought, it's so expensive. This tie that I'm wearing is so expensive. You know, whatever it might be. Why do you have to do that? Why can't I say I bought it at Marshall's for $12 and I got a great deal? Why can't I do that? That's a good question to ask yourself. Why can't I say, you know what? I have a problem with my mom. I have a problem with my dad. I have a problem with myself. I have a problem. I have a problem with Yiddishkeit, certain things in Yiddishkeit. I struggle with certain things, whatever it might be. Being honest with yourself. So now here comes verbal abuse. Here's the verbal abuse. I think when you're talking down to someone, like we always say, Moitzi Ram. Mitzora is motzi ra. When you're spitting down at someone, when you're verbally abusing someone, it's very, very clear. It's very, very clear that there's something that really, really bothers you about yourself, and you're taking it out on the other person. It's bothering you about yourself. Hurt people hurt people. When I'm hurt myself, so I'm going to hurt the guy who's a little bit lower, or I got to make sure that I get in there in a certain way. I got to make sure that with the friends, that everyone looks at me a certain way. A lot of times that's what happens in chevra. With chevra, you suddenly you could be talking to a guy one-on-one, and he's a nice guy, and he's schmoozing. Suddenly it becomes a group, and the guy becomes a little bit, he's trying to assert himself that he's being something to somebody else. So what happens? Because I got to verbally abuse someone. I got to put you in your place. Right? They say a story, one of the tzaddikim, they said his younger brother was much taller than him. So it was very difficult for him. His younger brother was taller than him, and he looked older than him. He looked like he was older, and the older brother was challenged by that. Because here his brother looks older, looks taller, looks bigger. So what would he do when he was with the chevra, with his friends? What he would do was he would like make sure that his brother, he was bullied his brother a little bit, and he dug a pit over there and he says, "You stand in over there, so this way I'm the same height or I'm taller." So someone came over and says, "Why do you have to dig a pit and put him in the pit? Why don't you just put a little bit of a mound and you stand on the mound? Why do I have to put down somebody to become... Why do I have to put down somebody to feel good? The reason I have to put down somebody to feel good is because without that, I don't feel good about myself. I'm not being honest with myself in who I am. I have to feed off of you by telling you this watch is worth a certain amount of money. I have to show you that I'm chashuv, that this is chashuv. I can't be honest to say, and it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult for a person. It's very, very difficult for a person to be humble. And I use the word humble because to be humble is a very high level. Loisainu ish es achiv means not to be so careful with your words and to be careful to say, I am somebody, so what that this guy is shorter? So what that this guy is taking up your space? So what that this guy is louder? So what that this guy has maybe strengths that I don't have. You know why that bothers us? Besides the natural thing to be jealous, the reason it bothers us is because I'm not tuned in to who I am. When I'm not tuned into who I am, when I'm not looking at my strengths, when I'm not looking at my weaknesses, when I'm not totally, totally realizing the uniqueness of who I am, then the only way for me to survive is to take advantage of somebody else's shortcomings, to make sure that I'm sharper, to make sure that I'm ahead of the chevra, to make sure that I'm getting what it is that I need. Why? Because I'm not getting what I need. So I was speaking to someone, I want to say this because I said this today to somebody. Someone was actually talking to me about that he has trouble being honest. He told me he's struggling a little bit in his relationship with his spouse. A lot of it comes because he's not able to be honest. And I told him, and he told me he has to work on it. So he asked me something. He said, "Shua," I told him, "you're Vart." I said, "Shua just told me from last night a beautiful thing." And he says, "I love you." Why do you have to say, "I love you"? Just love you. What's "I love you"? Because who is the one loving? I love you. When you work on your "I," when you work on who you are, right? Is that the pshat? When you work on your "I" of who you are, then you can love. So I told this guy, he says, "Wait, so does that mean I have to take care of myself more or I have to stop lying?" This is what he asked me. So know what I told him? I said, it's the same exact thing. It's the same thing. Because the reason we lie, one of the reasons we lie is because we're looking for something that's not maybe who we are. I don't want to accept the fact that I don't have a good relationship with my father. I don't want to accept the fact that I have major anxiety. I don't want to accept the fact that I might have a smoking problem. I don't want to accept that. I don't want to accept, it's really not the smoking problem, it's usually the pain. I don't want to accept the fact that I'm in so much pain. I don't want to accept that. But when you take care of yourself, when a person takes care of himself and is really, really being honest with himself, which is one and the same in my opinion. Because when you're honest with yourself and you say, this is what I need. This is what I need. The ego says, oh, I don't need it. I'm macho. When I'm a teenager, I became macho. I became this because I had to be. I had to survive that way. I can't say I'm nervous. I couldn't say I'm nervous because if I say I'm nervous, right, my older brother is going to say, you're a wuss. You're nervous? Be a man. Be a man. You're nervous to fly on an airplane? Come on. You're nervous that you're going to school? You're nervous that you're going to play basketball? You're nervous that your friend might not like you, that you're not liked by your chevra? You're nervous that you might have something wrong with you? You're nervous? What's wrong with you? Be a man. That's not being honest. That's not being honest. So what do? You spit it back at the guy and you say, ah, you're a wuss. You're a this. Ah, come on. So I think the lo sonu ish es achiv, the verbal abuse and the honesty, I think are really maybe one and the same. And it's the I. It's like, who am I? Who am I? I don't want to admit that maybe I got stuff that I got to work out. I don't want to admit. I'm going to say it even on the other side. Ready for this? This is even stronger. This is even stronger. I don't want to admit that maybe I'm actually like a beautiful person. Maybe I actually have so much. As the Bali Musar say, woe to someone who doesn't know his weaknesses. And oivavoy, it's even worse if you don't know your strengths. You don't know your strengths. You don't know how beautiful you are. You don't know how amazing you are. You don't know how incredible you are. Myself included. I'm not telling anyone they don't know. None of us know the koyach, the power, the incredible strength. I'm not even talking about the fact that we're in yeshiva, the fact that you're learning Torah, the fact that we're in Eretz Yisrael, how much you've grown, how much we work on ourselves. That's also being honest with yourself. That's also not cheating yourself. Sometimes a person, and myself included, sometimes you don't want to take the compliment, or you don't want to say, oh, maybe I actually have these koichas. Maybe I have, you know, it's one of the things that they talk about, and I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. It's one of the things they talk about, that when a person escapes and a person smokes and a person drinks and a person is numbing and a person is not, doesn't want to deal. So they say not only does it take away, so a person sometimes does that because they're in pain. A person sometimes does that because they're lost. A person sometimes does it because they don't know what to do. Whatever the reason is, they say that it also takes away the positive. Also takes away the positive of the person. If I'm not able to be sad, then I'm not able to be happy. If I'm not able to, let me say it better. To the degree that I could be sad is the degree that I could be happy. I don't know if you guys know that. To the degree that I can feel pain is to the same degree that you could feel joy. They go very, very, they're two sides, they're opposite sides of the same coin. To the degree that you could deal, to the degree that you're able to be honest with yourself, with your weaknesses, is the same degree that you could be honest with yourself, with your strengths. Because if you're honest, you're honest. If you're verbally abusing yourself, if you're verbally abusing somebody else, which are Usually the same. If I'm not able to say, you know what, my value of my watch, my value, I'd like to have a watch that's worth $1,000, but my watch is only worth $5, and that hurts. I wish my father had all the money in the world, but he doesn't. I wish I could just spend whatever I could spend, but I can't. I can't do that. I wish I could just, do whatever but I can. I'm limited. I have my limitations. When you're able to accept your limitations, you ready for this? This just fell min ha-shamayim. It's mamish fell min ha-shamayim. When you could accept your limitations, mamish fell min ha-shamayim. It could be a quote, Shua. It's mamish a quote. Today is what? What's today? I don't even know. I'm not even holding in Yesod. What are we up to in Yesod? Vurusha b'Yesod. It's mamash fell. When you're able to accept your limitations, then you'll be able to accept your power. It's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. The guy who can't accept, myself included, what he's not good at is going to have trouble accepting actually what he is good at. The guy who realizes, I have my limitations. I have my limitations. I have the things that I'm good at. I have the things that I'm not good at. But when you're able to really realize that if I could say that this watch is really worth $5, $10, I don't have to lie about the watch, then I could say this Mesilas Yesharim is priceless. It's priceless. Because what I'm doing is I'm giving true value on things. And that means I don't have to abuse anyone. I don't have to verbally abuse anyone. I don't have to put anybody down. What happens in the greatest thing that I talk about in Mesilas Yesharim about Al Toinu Ish Es Achiv Lo Sonu, not to verbally abuse, is who are you going to verbally abuse the most, guys? Who?
Yourself.
Nice. And who else?
Your children.
Your children. You, your wife, and your children. Those are the ones who are going to suffer the most from verbal abuse. Your wife, your children, and yourself. That would be good closest to you. Right. That would be, I don't know if you could verbally abuse Hashem. That would be really just because Hashem can handle it. Right? And you're not abusing him. If you would only do that to Hashem, you'd be good. Right? If a person would just davening a little bit and say, oh, why did you do this? Why are you doing this? I need you to, you know, or, okay, I'm not sure. It's a good ha'ara. But the point is, the people closest to you. Now, why do you have to verbally abuse? Why would a person have to do that to his wife? Because I'm afraid to say, honey, I need you. I'm afraid to say, I need your love. You're afraid to tell your kid, right? I remember I had this with one of my kids once when I was in Shar Yashiv, when I was a Rebbe there. I remember this. I remember sitting, because I sat in the front on the Mizrach, and one of my kids was sitting there during that. I'll never forget this. Was sitting there, and it was probably two of my kids. They were sitting there playing, and I'm there, and I was getting so tense. Why? Because I'm sitting in the front, everybody can see me, and my kids were fighting, blah, blah, blah. So what did I do? Who did I get upset at? My kids. Now, why did I get upset at my kids? Because they were playing around? No. I got upset at my kids because of my own covet. Because, whoa, 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 what are you doing over here? You're embarrassing me over here. So instead of me saying, I'm embarrassed that maybe someone is looking at me and maybe I'm not a good father, or maybe I'm scared that I'm not a good father, or maybe they're going to judge me and say, look at Rabbi Fisher's kids, they don't daven and they're actually fighting and playing around. So instead of me doing that, what do? Be quiet, you're going to be in trouble. And I remember that. And I said to myself, I remember coming home, that I told my wife, I said, I'm not bringing the kids to yeshiva anymore. Why? Because it was so stressful for me. So I will compliment myself that at least I was honest with myself, saying that the problem is me, the problem is not them. And that's, I think, what happens to us. And that's incredible. It hit me for the first time that the parsha is putting together, don't cheat your friend and don't verbally abuse your friend. Because I really believe it's one and the same. Because if I could learn to be honest with myself, then I could realize that this person in front of me is never, Binyamin, help me out with this, is never the problem. The person in front of me, Binyamin, Broomer, give a little bit of explanation to that. I know I'm just putting you on the spot like that. Binyamin, that was good? What?
I understand.
You understand, but let's just make sure. The person in front of you is really net, because sometimes the person can be the problem. That's why I'm saying it. But like, it's not the person who's the problem. The person is bringing out a problem. And it's sometimes difficult to say to the person, right? It's very difficult. Like we spoke a little bit yesterday, No Mic Monday. Let's talk a little bit about that. A relationship with a father, a relationship with a mother, the history that we have, to have a close relationship with a parent, to have a close relationship with a sibling, To have a close relation with anybody. With anybody. To be close with anybody. To be close with anybody takes learning about yourself. It takes learning to understand yourself. It takes learning to be patient with yourself. It takes learning to be patient with the other person. It takes time. It takes being honest to say, this is what I need from this relationship. Sometimes it's very difficult for a person to say, this is what I need from this relationship, or this is what I thought I needed from this relationship, and I never got it, or I'm not getting it. That's very difficult. That's why a lot of people struggle being ish li'ishto when they're married, because it's like, okay, wait, and I've told this to you guys before, and this is very, very important. Mark this one down. When we're lonely and we're waiting for our wife to solve our loneliness, which she will do to a degree, and I underline that, she will do that to a degree. So what happens when it's a week later or a month later or a year later and you're married and you're still lonely? Then what are you going to do? And it's like, uh-oh, I thought she was solving my problem of loneliness. So what are you going to do with that? That's difficult. Because instead of a person saying, I might have hurt, I might have loneliness. Your father, let's go to fathers. We spoke about that yesterday. Dads, sons and fathers, that's a lifetime education in how to better your relationship with your father. I want to stress that from yesterday, by the way, because I said this yesterday and I want to stress it again. Your relationship with your parents is so important. It's so important. It's so important to know where you're at with your parents and know how you can turn that, even if it's one degree better, even if it's a half a degree better, to say, I want to somehow, and it could take you a year to get there. I'm not telling anyone to rush. Please keep me in check over here. And I'm not pushing anyone to run to something that might be difficult for them. But what I'm saying is that if you can hire that a little bit, Mirtz Hashem, when you're married, I'll tell you for sure, with your spouse and your children, it's the same thing. To develop, I want to add a little bit more to my relationship with my father. I want to add a little bit more with my relationship with my mother. A little bit more. It's a journey. But in order to do that, you have to really be honest with where you are with your relationship with them. You have to be able to really understand, like, where am I in that relationship? In that relationship with everybody, with anybody. To really be able to know, how honest am I being in that relationship? What am I saying? What's coming out of my mouth? Why? And you know, you can ask yourself that as well. As we're saying, Al-Sainu, Le-Sainu Isha Samitai. Or, how is your... How sometimes a person doesn't even realize the way he talks differently when you're with one guy and differently with when you're with a chevra, with other people. Subconsciously, things get wake up with that. Okay, a few minutes, just question comments. I know this was a heavier topic, and I really didn't. This is my first time really putting the two together. Putting the cheating your friend, cheating yourself, which is a result of the verbal abuse. And I think it's true. And that's why the Torah says them together. The Torah says them together. Yes, Momo.
I feel like it's also the same thing, but it's like both cases you're not seeing the other person.
That what?
You're not seeing the other person. If you're verbally abusing them, you're too focused on you.
Right. You're not seeing them as a person, or you're not, right?
You're not thinking about their perspective.
So I'm saying, yeah, yes, that's also true. Meaning both cases, you're saying.
Yeah.
That what? That I'm cheating them.
Right.
Meaning that you're saying that's the similarity.
Awesome.
In both, I'm cheating them. I'm doing something to them. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
would you say when focusing on self-improvement, you focus more on things that affect other people versus things that affect yourself?
Right, so that's a great question. I think other people, through other people, I know what I have to work on. Through other people, I could see what I have to work on. Through other people. I would ask somebody, through other people. Can I tell you something, Mayor? The way it works is that nothing can't be, I don't want to say figured out, but nothing can't be tracked, which means how are my relationships with people? What is my relationship with my parents? What's my relationship with my siblings? What's my relationship with my rebbeim? That's probably very, very consistent. Most people are very consistent in how they act and what they do, and how they're relating and connecting. I'm saying, first of all, yes, on a day-to-day level, and also, yeah, on a interpersonal relationship level. You could tell, I've said this many times, you could tell somebody who plays basketball a certain way. You could tell what type of roommate he might be. What type of person in the base medrash he is. What type of person at home he is. What type of person. It doesn't just come out in a vacuum. The guy who's going to cheat the guy for his watch is the same guy who's going to be verbally abusive. As I say, it's not road rage. The guy who's cutting somebody off, I can say, I have not used my horn on my car probably in at least, I don't even know now, 12, 13, 14 years. I will absolutely, if someone's, now again, if someone's going to, if it's dangerous, if someone's backing up into me, that's going to hurt the car or hurt me or whatever it is. So I'll beep just to say I'm here. But if I'm at a red light and someone's in front of me and the light, and this has happened to me, sometimes it's very hard, but it's the greatest feeling in the world. I've been like, yeah, yeah. Right? Where the light turns green and it's always the old lady, right? 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 I'll just say lady, right? In the front, right? We have to be careful, right?
It's the young man at the phone.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. Whoever it is, one thing also, by the way, I try not to, when I'll pass that person, not even to look. No. I have to look in the car to see who it is. That's a new one. How good is that? That is harder. That is harder than not beeping. But I want to tell you something. Why do I do that? Because I'm like, imagine you're standing online in the store, and someone's like on their phone or whatever. You're gonna beep at them and say, "Go get moving." You would never do that.
Say excuse me.
They'll say, "Excuse me. Do you mind?" You know,
that's the horn,
it'll be nice. But that's not the horn. Yeah. You know the horn. You know the horn. And it's horn. And I'm not saying it's not. I know it sounds like so. But it's deep. It's very, very deep. Those little things. I don't want to start saying, but it's true. Beeping someone loud is verbal abuse in a certain way. Think about it. What? Yeah, right. I'm surprised they don't have like that. The car could say something like the police. You know, why didn't someone make some? They could do that. Say, would you get moving? Would you get? But think about it. What does that do?
It's green.
But right, it's green. It's green. You whatever. How come you're not looking? Yeah, right. Depends which country you're in. Yes, Ari. Well, let's wrap up. We're gonna wrap up, Ari. Yeah, go, Ari.
They're both misevaluating.
Yes.
What's going on?
But yes.
With the watch, you're overselling.
Exactly.
But with the people, you're underselling.
Right.
And like, I think it's showing us like how much worse it is to undersell.
Yeah.
Than to oversell.
Nice. Beautiful, Ari. Beautiful. My focus, Ari. That's a great point. I just want to say, I think Ari, that fits into the exact shot that I was saying. If you oversell, you'll undersell. If you undersell, you're right in that nakuda. Meaning, basically, what you're doing is you're not giving the value to the.
No.
Correct. You're saying gadol and nasfarim because to undersell, I agree, is beautiful. I'm just correct. Ari's going on that point. To undersell somebody is worse than to oversell someone. I'm just saying that it ends up being the same thing, because what I'm doing is, I agree with you. I'm saying they're both underselling in a certain way. They're both, because I'm giving the guy something. I agree with what your point is. It's a very good point. I'm just saying what you're doing is you're not giving the value of what something is. You're not giving the person their value. You're not giving them their value. I'm not giving the truth of what the value of the person is or what the watch is. You're saying, you're going on that point. God the light, nice storm, beautiful shot. Yes. Okay, yeah, well, okay. Yeah, go.
Do you think somebody who oversells himself will also think his problems are worse than...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're hand in hand. Somebody who's going to over... Ego... is going to be not honest with his weaknesses. He's not honest with his strengths. The guy who's verbally abusive, who doesn't even know his weaknesses, is not going to know his strengths either. It's mamish the same thing. I think that's the point. It's literally the same thing. If you're not going to be honest this way, you're not going to be honest this way. You're not going to be honest in this. It's just you're not honest. Yeah, it's the same exact thing. Yeah, Yosef?
How are we supposed to make money then?
Huh? Ramchal asked Yosef's question. So how does a person make money? Good. That's a good question. You're honest with it. You're honest.
Say I bought it for
you're honest.
To
right, but you could be honest with the person also.
Right, so
you could say, I bought it. You could be honest. You could say, I'm making $2 on this thing. I'm making $5. I bought it like this. I'm the one who went to China and bought all the stuff. You could do the same thing if you're honest. No, that's not overselling. I'm telling you, I'm being honest in what I'm doing. If you're honest about it, that's fine. Say, this watch is really worth this, but I'm going to sell it because it's hard to find the watch. I don't know. You're honest. Yeah, sure.
So I don't know how we can end share without hearing all.
Yeah, I agree. I'm in. I like that. That's how I go. Yes.
Fits the approach of that you understand the person's hurt. They wrote that don't get upset when people are talking about you, because when they talk about themselves, no one's listening. So it's coming from the approach that understand the person's hurt. That's why they're talking.
Nice,
so
beautiful.
From the secular world. So
okay, beautiful.
They're tapping into the realness.
Okay, amen. Thank you, Shua. Okay, Shua. Come,
yeah,
go get him. There you go.
I can relate to Fisher. I wasn't honking for like, I don't know, it was like 4 or 5 years. I wasn't honking my horn when I was driving, and but that's because it was broken. So people were like, wow,
I'm honest.
And somebody actually, one of the guys here, like, was very impressed. He didn't know it wasn't broke. That he didn't know it wasn't working, and he praised me in front of a few people, and over here, and he's like, yeah, and Rebbe didn't honk, and I'm like, I'll have to tell you the truth. That's because I really wanted a honk, but it was broken. I did learn from that experience. A lot of things, because like there were a lot of times I wanted a honk and I just couldn't.
Right.
And I just couldn't. And I just had to be like, okay, you know what? This is, I have to wait. I have to learn to wait. So it is, I'm not recommending, you know, going around without a horn, but it does teach you a lot when you're honking, when you're not honking, to relate to what Rabbi Fisher is saying.
something that is already known to the listener.
Lashon is forbidden, right, yes, something that people don't realize, and even if it's known, people think just because, oh, everybody knows the Lashon Hara that you could say it, it's not true. The same goes with Rechilas. Everybody have an amazing first day of the rest of your life. Thank you.